And share my screen.
Okay.
Great. And then cap in whenever you're ready.
Okay, great. The time is now 5:37, and I'm calling to order the South End Landmark District Commission for September 3, 2024 public hearing. Commissioners present are Hunt, myself, Felicia Jacques, and Chris DeFord.
Yes.
We are here. Today, the Commission will be holding a public hearing to review applications in accordance with the Commonwealth of Massachusetts executive order suspending certain provisions, pardon me, of the open meeting law, including the March 29, 2023 amendment, extending the suspension of these provisions until March 31, 2025. We are conducting this meeting online. To ensure public access to the deliberations of the South End Landmark District Commission, the public may access this call through telephone and video conferencing. This hearing is being recorded. All further conversations between commissioners should be audible to the public in attendance until the hearing has adjourned. Are there any media or elected officials currently present? If so, please raise your hand using the Zoom meeting platform and state your name, title, and affiliation. I see Mark M. with a hand up. Is he?
Mark, you should be able to unmute yourself.
I do have a question. I was asked to join here to represent someone else, and it's for 2 Union Park Street in Boston, and I noticed that it was exempt.
Yes, that's correct.
So does that mean that we're clear to proceed with the permitting?
Yeah, so after the hearing tonight, you'll get an email with a letter that explains. And then after that, you're good to go.
I mean, should I stay here on the meeting?
Nope,
I
you do
mean,
not need to stay on.
no.
Okay. All right. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
Okay. Thank you, Mark. To continue this, members of the public will have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform. We will repeat these instructions throughout the hearing. I do want to mention, in accordance with Mark's question there, we do not review the items that are on administrative review. We don't discuss those at the hearing. So if you're here for, pardon me, any application on administrative review, there's no need to wait. We won't be discussing that. So I would a note to applicants, again, there's no need to mention these items listed under administrative review. And certainly aspects of your project that are not within our purview. All speakers are reminded to give their full names for the record. And following the presentation by an applicant, we will call for commissioner questions and comments. Then we'll call for a motion and a second of that motion. Then we will hear comments from the public. Then commissioners will vote on the motion. So thank you for that. Let's begin with the first application, which is 14 Greenwich Park. And this is to construct a new window well egress at the garden level window. Do we have an applicant here?
Hi, Zach
That's
Malay.
Zach?
Yes.
Hi, thank
Hi, how are
you.
you? Rachel, I can share my screen or you can.
Zach, could you just state your full name? Sorry
Oh,
for the
yep,
record.
sorry. Zach Malay with Pittman Worley Architects.
Great, thank you.
If it's easier, Zach, you can share, but I also have, I think, your most updated set
You
here.
do, yeah. So you can just kind of go through it. So here at 14 Greenwich Park, again, I'm not going to go through like Catherine said, the whole list here. The only thing that's under review here is we're putting in a new egress well at the garden level. So next, so here we're taking an existing storage space. We're going to make that into a potential third bedroom. So we have to have a new window located there. So there's going to be this window right under the existing window at the floor above. So with that, we have sort of a minimum 3x3 egress well here that we'll have to tie into the stoop of the adjacent property. And on top of that, we'll obviously have our black grate that will be able to be lifted and closed with the egress ladder underneath that. In the front here, it does bow to match the profile of that as best as we can. And there was a little bit of confusion as to what the actual final design of this needed to be. Rachel, I don't know if Gabri had talked to you about this, but in previous projects we had back in January or February, the commission asked that the wall of the well be recessed sort of below grade so that it would, so, you know, the grade kind of comes right over that and the metal grate is sort of minimally visible. And then there was some, the confusion came to that I had to now go back to what we were originally doing, which was a granite capstone all around this. So I think there was a little confusion as to what the commission's preferred method of that is right now, because I was getting kind of two different answers. But other than that, this is for your review. This is all we're proposing here tonight.
Rachel, did you have any information on the discrepancy that Zach is mentioning?
Yeah, I think Zach, so the commission has like a policy for the window wells, usually one window, which you have, which is great. Mm-hmm. It should follow the curve of the building. Mm-hmm. And then generally we want to see it flush with the grade of the garden. Do you know if the code required you to have a grate in that January application iteration?
Well, the grate has to be there just because of the depth of that, mm-hmm. without having to then introduce a railing around it. So we have to put the grate there. The real question came was the granite capstone. So normally the well wall would come above grade and then there would be a granite cap or brick cap on top of that. Yeah. And when that was presented to the board in February on another project, the consensus was to not do that and to basically do it as I'm showing in my presentation here. And that's when Gabby was saying to me that we had to put a granite or brick cap there. And that's when I said, well, hold on a second. That's not what was approved a few months ago in another project. What I'm presenting at this project is what was approved by the board. So we'll do whatever the board wants us to do. It's just what do we have to do?
Yeah. Zach, you mean, sorry, Rachel, it was a different location?
It was a different location, yeah. I mean, I can give the address if you want, but we had, again, it was an egress well wall. And on top of that, we were doing a granite capstone onto that. And that's when the commission said, don't do the capstone, do recess the top of the foundation wall just slightly below grade. That way the dirt and landscape can go right up to the grate and it's sort of minimally visible. We're not drawing attention to the well. And that's what the commission approved.
Is there a garden here, Zach?
There is in the front here. And it's pretty... And this photo is not great, but in the sort of the spring months, you know, like right now, this urn is full and it's pretty well landscaped.
Well, I could say I went by there yesterday. It's a very, very full garden.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think that, like I said, the policy is that it follows the curve, one window. Usually the material should match the existing brick. So it's, I think, up to the commission whether or not they want to have the granite cap or not.
Well, let's go to commissioner comments and questions. Felicia, would you like to start?
Sure. I guess I would say that while it can be confusing reviewing similar projects, they are different. And I think if the commission did not require the cap in this instance, we should probably move ahead with that.
Any other comments, Felicia?
No, I think it's, again, if you've, it's a nice space. You say now it's well landscaped and it's, you know, very appealing. And so no further comments.
Chris?
I do have some. I've got one of these bricked in windows myself in my building, and you know they, so there was a window there, but I have never seen an original well. I've seen a lot of spaces that, but never an original well like this. I've seen a lot of new ones go in for these egresses, and they are capped a little bit above the ground so that the ground wouldn't flow into the grate, which just makes common sense. So I'm just making my comments on the fact that I've not seen an original one, because like I said, mine was bricked up and filled up with dirt long ago. And I see a lot of the new ones for taking that storage space and turning it into a usable bedroom. And from just a sense of being outside, that it makes sense that it's a little raised up above the garden level, so you don't get all of the water and dirt or mud that might wash in there on a rainstorm or with weather. So from a practical standpoint, I would think you would want it a little bit raised following the curve, but I don't know what they had originally.
Well, when you say original, I don't understand. There's nothing there right now.
I understand that, but I'm saying they're an example in one of these houses. Like my house doesn't have it either, but I have the window. So there was something there originally to hold the dirt back in some sort of form, and I've never seen one. But I'm just thinking from a practical standpoint to, following with the curb and the design to keep things from falling into the grate.
Well, part of this too is attached on top of the wall. There's a black metal steel angle iron that's put on top of that. So that tends to, you know, whatever dirt is on top of that kind of helps. I mean, water's going to get down there and
sure,
stuff's going to get down there anyways, but there's an L angle iron that kind of goes around the entire, it's called the inside, that whole wall, that kind of helps control all that stuff going down there.
And that's good to know. Thank you for that.
Well, I guess I don't have any questions. I feel a little bit uncertain about what to do here about a cap. If Zach, you were given mixed signals.
Yeah, again, it was, you know, 32 Dwight. That's the project I'm referencing. There was, you know, they asked for no cap. And we agreed. And then here, when it was submitted, it was that we should have a cap here. And that's where I'm kind of like, okay, what's the right answer? Again, I'm happy to do whatever the commission's asking or wants to do. It's just what's
so the this answer? It's egress. Yes. If there's a cap, a person getting out of there has to be able to.
Yeah. So the cap isn't going to, again, it's just going to sit on top of the concrete wall. So it's not going to interfere with the metal grate and the hinge and all that. It's just sitting on top of the foundation wall, let's call it.
And is, you said concrete, but I thought this was supposed to be red brick.
All of these that we've done have been in concrete. And the again, going back to 32 Dwight and some the others that I've done here, we've always presented them as concrete. And they've been approved as that.
Okay. Well, I'm looking at staff comments that say it should be constructed of red brick to match the existing facade.
Right. And that, again, that's one of the discrepancies that, you know, that's new to me. And I've done quite a few of these over the years, and that was new to me. So if they're referencing the brick as, instead of a granite cap, you can do a brick cap, whatever it is, but these have always been done in concrete. And
well, the construction or the cap? I mean, are
the construction of this is in so the construction of this is concrete. So the actual walls of this are formed in concrete on site. The cap at the top of the wall, whether that's granite or brick or no cap, whatever it is, I'm happy to do. But the actual construction of the egress well has always been done in concrete on site.
Yeah, I think it refers more to the cap.
The cap.
Okay. Well, if there are no more questions or comments, I think we're ready for a motion. which Chris or Felicia have to make.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm, you know, I almost don't know what we would be making a motion on based upon existing conditions, some of the information that has been given to the architect, and the staff comments. I suppose we could surmise that everything in the staff comments is with respect to the cap, but it doesn't really read that way. And so should we be making that assumption, Rachel?
Yes. So there's nothing in the standards and criteria that specifically states what we have as a policy. So that means that you are able to say in this case, because remember, we review everything on a case-by-case basis. Yep. This window well has one window. It's going to be meeting the code requirements. It's following the curve of the building. And then in terms of the material and the cap, like, you are free to make that choice and determination.
But if you decide to install a cap, the cap would need to be red brick as opposed to granite.
I think the red brick makes sense given that the exterior of this facade is red brick.
Does that butt up against, does that wall butt into the brownstone of the base? Is there brownstone on it, or is it the granite base?
It's probably, you know, the it probably goes down to granite, yeah, or brownstone at that point.
Yeah, it's brownstone at that point. So
then we'll have to, that will be all stuccoed and with the brownstone color and finish, that HC 69 on that side. And then we'll paint, we can paint the inside of the well to be brownstone color. If that's what.
Oh, that's good. All
that
right.
Makes sense to me that it would almost be brownstone at that point, because it's, you don't want brick below the dirt.
Right.
Suck up the water. I don't think a granite cap would happen at this level because nothing was really granite capped. And brownstone with the lintels, the sills, the stucco base around. So I think that would be more appropriate. It will also blend in better with the garden. And that's not even on the list of things, but I think that would be appropriate.
Great.
Okay.
Would you like to make that motion, Chris?
I move that we accept this design, but painting the inside of the concrete well in the HC69 to make it look like the brown, and put a brownstone cap on it.
Brownstone cap or a brick cap?
I think brownstone, personally, because nothing but I don't think brick was ever a cap, really.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I think brownstone will look like a whole piece of that foundation part below the window.
It'll blend right into the foundation, into the landscape, and it'll, you know, hardly be noticeable, I think.
I think that looks very original.
Do we have a second?
Oh, second.
Great. So we have a motion. It's been seconded. We can now take public comment if anyone has a comment on this application or the motion. I don't see any hands. Anyone see any hands? Okay, then we will now vote. Sorry, Catherine, Rachel?
Sorry, Catherine. Would you mind reading the public comment slide?
Of course. Members of the public will now have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on the application and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand via the Zoom meeting platform. If you are calling in and cannot use the platform, you can press *9 to raise your hand, or you can send your questions to staff via email at southendldc@boston.gov.
All right.
Okay, I think
raised hands, and we did not receive any emails about this project.
Great. So we shall vote. Felicia?
Yes.
Chris?
Yes.
And I'll vote yes also. Okay, nice going, Zach. Right. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll
Thanks
see
for
you
your
next
patience.
Thank
We're
you.
Kind of sorting this through a little bit.
That's fine.
Okay, thank you. Let's go on to the next application, which is 4-6 East Springfield Street. Do we have an applicant representing that property? That application, I should say.
Yes, he's detained right now, but I'm Brian Mulligan, the architect.
Great.
And Greg, who was supposed to be online, but he's taking care of a family emergency right now.
Brian, I'm sorry. I want to just read quickly that the nature of the work is to construct a new one-story rooftop addition with new roof deck and mechanicals, restore a non-original front entry to a previous historic iteration. And so that's what we'll be looking at, not the items under administrative review. Thank you.
Okay. We're not actually adding a fourth floor. We're expanding the existing fourth floor. I'm not sure if that is understood, but our original asks after a few meetings were a few changes that we made. I don't know if you have this. Yeah, that's the right. So we originally had a clapboard siding or a different siding than brick. And we changed that back to brick. Or not back to brick. It was originally a different siding. If you go down, it's just below the narrative, the first two pages is our original design. And one or two more. Right there, that was our original design, and we, after a hearing, we were advised to scope it down a little bit, and we removed the fourth floor, and the fifth floor, and we changed the siding to brick, and removed the deck on the fourth floor, which you could see from the street, so we removed it, and then basically took the fourth floor and dropped it down what we have on the fifth floor. And then we eliminated the proposed fifth floor and reduced the fourth floor by 400 square feet. And then if you can scroll down, let me see. There are a few iterations here, or a few 3Ds that we can show. I can't see the top of that one. Is this the one that there we go. This is what it would look like removing the fifth floor and you're dropping it down to just the fourth floor expansion of the fourth floor addition. This one does not show the railing, but you should not be able to see that railing from the street. We did it. There's a site section show that right there that shows anything below that line is not visible, or above the addition. You can see that the railing is not visible from the street. And there was a mock-up that was done today to demonstrate that.
Sorry to interrupt you, Brian. And I can that I explained to Greg on site that you guys are going to have to wait till should you get approval for the fourth story, you'll have to come back for the roof deck because we need a mock-up
yes
that's a little bit more of a better show of what the roof deck might look
and like. That's typically what we do. You just do a mock-up at 2x4s that and then to do another review from the street. Okay, those are the changes that we made from our original design. And then there's on this page here, you can see I added a slight sketch 3D of the view from Washington Street. And there you can see how the railing on the roof deck is showing on that side of the street, but not the Springfield side. Let me see. And then replace all the windows in kind and maintain the two large windows on the second floor, which were original openings for hay, because the first floor was a stable and the second floor was storage for hay. And then we maintained not the historic openings on the first floor, but the existing openings, and basically refurbishing or rebuilding them in kind, and then moving the entry doors to the center instead. There was an entry door on the far right, and we maintained the three bays as they were originally constructed. And that's it as far as what we're doing for this review, if there's any questions.
Okay. Thank you, Brian. Sorry. Let's start with Chris this time. Do you have questions and comments?
So this is residences, and the two doors in the middle are the access to the stairways for the units?
Yes.
And those the windows on either side of those doors are just plain old windows into a unit. They're not retail space.
There's no retail space. Okay. Those are residential units.
I don't think I have any questions right now. I'm just
comments.
Taking it in.
You're free to give your comments now also. No?
No, I don't have
all any. Right, Chris?
Yep.
Okay, Felicia.
Is there an elevation of what it looks like right now?
Go to the image. The image. I think it's on page 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Right there.
Yeah, there we go.
So the idea of sort of taking an offset entrance and sort of making it symmetrical, is that so that you could have sort of the two equally sized units on either side?
It was to maintain the symmetry, and to the left side was an entry into the upper units. And center is an entry into this first floor unit, and yes, to give space for the program on the left side, but also to make it more symmetrical underneath the two larger windows on the second floor.
Yeah, hi, this is Greg McCarthy too with Brian. I just got unmuted. Sorry to jump in here late. But yeah, so the initial building, I don't know if we can go to the slide of the existing elevation of the building.
I think
so what happened. Oh, maybe you're on it right now. Yeah. I can't see the screen. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
So there's it's been kind of reconfigured, the different bays in the building. So there's two right now that are staircases, and then there's an additional one that just kind of bumps into nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So we're removing the additional one and shifting the two so they're centered.
Mm-hmm.
Basically like two side-by-side townhouses or row houses, essentially.
So it grabs, it gives the two spaces sort of equal footing by doing that, by shifting out and eliminating one.
Exactly.
Okay, that was so, my question.
May I ask you a question then? So in this picture, the two doors go to, there's not a third door, the one on the far right. These two doors go to the
no. It's just like a bump in. Okay. That doesn't lead anywhere exactly.
And these are three window wide residences.
Going up, they are because of the entry doors. If there was windows on the ground level, there would probably be two, just given the windows above. But it's kind of more like. The way that it's configured now is more like a storefront, even though it's residential, because I think the initial use of the building was stables, so it kind of has like a high ceiling, different type of first floor feel to it. So it's not individual windows, but more of a casement style on the first floor.
No, yeah, then what I meant was this is the building. If it were split in half, there'd be residences on
Sorry.
No, that's
exactly,
okay.
Right?
It's like twin brownstones.
Right down the middle. There's a bearing wall there that was removed, and now there's a steel beam in there that carries it perfectly. Okay. So it's works well structurally.
Was the pediment of, in the middle below the two larger windows on the second floor, was that ever peaked like the two sides were?
I'm not sure. The picture that we have that we could find was from the 60s, and in that image it wasn't. But, okay. I mean, it's hard to say. The building was around for probably, you know, over 100 years before that.
Those two openings are original.
Yes, yeah. So they probably weren't. I just figured that out. Yeah, I looked at it myself. They opened up for hay and such.
Yes.
Okay.
All set then, Chris?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of things. I actually like the non-symmetrical of the original building. It's kind of got a good look to it. It may, you know, not make sense to have the stairs for residences, but it's kind of got a nice feel to it. It's it looks, I don't want to say quirky. I think it's just got a nice sense to it with the doors as they are. The symmetry doesn't always work for everything.
Right, that was sort of the reason that I was sort of asked the question, because it does look applied. And I think I agree with Chris. This looks more natural. I understand the reasoning behind it, especially if it's giving more interior square footage. And am I reading the new elevation correctly? So now there are more than two steps up to the entryway, as opposed to the two that are there now? Yeah. So this has one, two, three. This has like six versus two. And maybe that's what I'm reacting to. But is there a reason for that?
Yeah, the reason for that was the groundwater level was too low to excavate the basement. And to finish that space, we raised the first floor.
Okay.
So the first floor had like 12-foot ceilings. Which allowed us to kind of, instead of digging, to raise the first floor level, but it created the, you know, the necessity to add a couple of steps.
I see that. Is there, I see they're consistent with the building next door. I wonder if you could do those, you know, the steps as they were, and then make them on the interior when they, you have to go to the residences. I mean, just a thought, and then just like stir the water.
We had looked at that, but the issue was then we would have had to create a landing and getting access to the first floor unit, and then to the, and then entering the staircase up was tricky. It ended up being like 7 feet into the building that it started. So it was, again, it was kind of creating a lot of non-functional space within the building.
Mm-hmm. It just looks like those doors get very small as you walk up those, you know, in compared to, because you're going a ways in and you're covered by that roof. It looks like they get a little small in there. But
I mean, maybe you can solve some of that with good lighting.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I think what, so the granite header, that's sort of the existing, and then you've got a the flat one. Is there something that maybe could articulate the entrances more along with sort of differentiating that these are two different spaces? Because I think that banding is what's sort of really grounding it for me, and it's getting really close to this. And so the entrances feel very tight.
Maybe the middle wall could be removed because on
Ah.
and on some brownstones, sometimes you have the double stairs that are full length with a middle rail that would open it up.
Is that a possibility, or is that structural?
No, it's not structural. You can do that.
Do what exactly? Sorry.
Removing the middle wall
That
and the
separates the
door.
two sides, if you will, and having the stairs go all the way across, almost like a shared entrance, and then the two
Yes.
doors to the units.
Well, why would you do that? It's two different prop two different.
No, I'm going to, it's just a
Yeah.
suggestion. I mean,
Yeah.
like there are brownstones like on a new number of streets that share stairs that go all the way across.
Right.
Then
And
there's
maybe there's
rail.
a metal railing that separates the two, so
Yeah.
everyone knows which side of the stairs are
Yeah.
theirs for potting. But yeah.
It's just
Like I said, my only reaction, that's why I was wanting to see what it looked like originally. And I think I agree with Chris that the offset's not offensive. And in fact, I think it gives it really sort of enlivens it. But the doors, the entranceway, because they're recessed, they're set up now, they've got the dividing wall, it just reads a little tight. So I don't know. And the middle wall, the wall that is splitting the two, is not centered equally against that brick column behind it. Unless that's shadow that's showing. See how it looks like it's not
guess.
really centered, but that may be shadow.
I believe that is shadow. That wall, Brian, are you sure that's not structural? That wall going down the middle?
No, if you
Because that's
look at
exactly
the,
where the
no, if you go back to the original photo, picture, that is just part of the storefront. You can see right there in the center. That's just part of the not the original, but the existing condition. And that will, in order to do the construction that we're doing, that wall will be demoed. It's not bearing.
Okay. And it's just going back in the same place.
Yeah,
Where
we're just
just
put,
it's
yes.
you can just see it more. It's new and it's in the cap. Great. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to go. I know the roof deck has to be considered at another time, but I do have a question. I mean, it's going to be very visible the way you did the rendering from Washington Street. I mean, that counts, doesn't it? Rachel? Yeah.
That does.
Sure. So, all right. I guess I just have a question that doesn't even relate, but I am curious, Brian and Greg, the building next to it, which right now is a big hole and it's under construction, that's part of this job as well. That's your job.
It's a completely different project, but it's also ours.
And it, yeah, and you're showing it in the renderings. Okay. Well, there have been several suggestions, and I think we do have to create a subcommittee to explore some of these issues. And I think that
Is
was.
there any issues that
Sorry?
we could just address right now, just given the process we've kind of been through on this? We had, we're open to removing that wall in the middle. We're just trying to get some closure on this one and kind of move forward. Is the main issue to go over kind of the entry here?
Well, there has to be a final approval of materials, including bricks, lintels. Those things have to be, you'd have to show. You'd have to show a mock-up and get those approved. Final cut sheets for windows and new doors. The roof deck has to be discussed. That's going to require,
There are cut sheets and materials on the last
Yeah, we
couple.
have all of that prepared. This isn't our first time here
Yeah, I
for this
realize that.
project. Oh, okay. Yeah, so we have all those materials ready to go, which we can send over. I guess for the doors, I mean, is it should we remove that concrete area in the middle? The
I just don't know. I just don't know that that's, there were two opinions expressed on that. I'm not sure I share that, but I don't know how to resolve it in this hearing.
I mean, I think, sometimes the thought, the suggestion of a subcommittee sort of equates to delays. It seems like the subcommittee could probably move many of these things on with one or at most two meetings. Does that really kind of impact your schedule at this point?
Well, yeah,
Tremendously.
we're like a year into this one, so
I'm sorry, I
we're
can't hear
hoping.
you. I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry,
It's okay.
I'm on the computer and the phone right now. Sorry about
Sure,
that.
sure.
We're just about a year into this one, so we're hoping to to try to get some closure. This is the facade is the same as we had presented and kind of tweaked it towards the comments, the whole proposal towards the comments from the first round. And I guess we would have addressed it on this proposal if the entry should have been different, which we're happy to change. It would just
Right.
be, if we could just have like a proviso or a proviso or something on an adjustment that needs to be approved by staff or something like that.
Rachel, I think a proviso on whether or not you're going to remove that center wall is probably certain something that's doable, but there seem to be many other issues
I
that were
mean,
listed.
yeah. So, I mean, what was listed is pretty general for a project of this scale, like doing an on-site material mock-up for the materials. This is really important because, you're building a new story on an existing historic building. So, you want to make sure everything matches in terms of brick, in terms of material for the lintels. The roof deck is something that will need to take place once the story is built because of the visibility from so many different sides. So it makes sense to kind of have a group of two commissioners to go out, have them on the roof, and be able to mess with the width of the roof deck to make the rails minimally visible. And then if you Let me see what else is there. Final plans at 75%. I mean, you guys, if you don't want to do subcommittee, you can just remand a lot of this stuff to staff. And then you could request that they come back with the alternative entryway at the next hearing, and that could be the piece.
And they could get on next month's agenda with no problem if you could address those very minor things and we remand other
Thanks.
comments to staff.
If we had a subcommittee and were able to address these items, could then we okay them and then they could get administrative approval before the next meeting?
They wouldn't
That
even
sounds like
need,
the most expedited way.
they don't even need administrative approval if you do a subcommittee that's able to vote on things, Chris. It's just a matter of if like the two commissioners on the subcommittee are able to meet before the next hearing.
Well, we're certainly not going to approve a roof deck on this without a subcommittee. So
Oh,
that's just.
completely understood. Yeah, I think that we're not even reviewing that tonight, right? We got to
Yeah,
wait until
that's
we're gonna
post
have to come
build,
back.
I
Okay.
think.
That makes sense.
Yeah, and they could even like take the roof deck off of this approval and come back with a separate application for the roof deck, so they don't have to worry about it right now. So I think
Okay.
there have been several suggestions, remanding to staff, coming back to us in 4 weeks, removing some elements that are more long term so that your schedule isn't impacted. if we find that we still need some form of a subcommittee, again, I don't think that this is a long-term investment. And I think a couple of meetings would work. But what seems to satisfy your timeline? Because I do think we can appreciate in the given environment, if you've been out here for a year or so, to try to help you move this along.
Well,
yeah, I mean that. I guess I would leave that to you guys. I just don't know what the possibilities are. I mean, a subcommittee that could vote before the next meeting would be great. I don't know if there's a way to leave the roof deck on for just the process to start back up again seems like daunting for a second application for this. So I don't know if it's possible to leave that on there as like a, the height not to be built until confirmed or something like that. Because, so I don't really know. I guess whatever seems like the quickest path, we would be on board with.
Well, we could continue the roof deck as part of this application, can't we, Rachel?
Yeah, the issue with the roof deck is it comes down to the point where you have your building permit in hand and it lists all the work for the property and you're asked to sign off. But if the roof deck is listed and we haven't approved it, we can't sign off on the whole permit. That's why I suggested that the roof deck seems like it's one of the biggest issues remaining. You can come back with an application that's just the roof deck, because otherwise, Greg, your roof deck would have to be figured out before your full permit gets approved. And we're saying we're not able to do that until you actually build the fourth story addition and then do the mock-up on top of that.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, to me, changing the entry at this point seems a bit extreme. I don't know. I mean, you guys have done a lot of work. You paid attention to our comments, and we appreciate that. It's a much more approvable building now than it would have been. So we appreciate you reducing the height.
I'm just kind of surprised at this, just because through all of the meetings we've had, everybody's been so positive about the ground level facade and our approach to it. This is the first negative feedback we've gotten, so a little bit of a shocker on how to approach it. And the other part to that is we don't, like getting the stairs up, we don't really have an option on the height, so trying to figure that out.
Mm-hmm. I think you answered the question on why there are, three times the yeah. amount of stairs. And I think that's, it kind of is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say, please don't take them as negative. This is my first time. Yeah. I'm fresh on this. And so this is my first perspective on it. And so I'm giving you my, my things. I think, I love
it. All I meant by that was just.
Well, you have two, Brent, you have two people who are seeing this for the very first time. And, sometimes fresh eyes can get it in a different way. But again, I don't think it should be construed as negative. I think it's if for two commissioners, the same thing to kind of stand out, maybe it deserves another look, but I don't particularly think it's a deal breaker. That's why I was sort of asking about your timing. And it sounds like your timing is can accommodate coming back next month, but it would be difficult to accommodate the need to have a full permit in hand that includes the roof deck. That I think that might be more impactful to what you're trying to accomplish now than the entry.
So am I to understand that the two commissioners who had those comments would not approve this tonight? I would, but...
What would we be approving? Because there would still need to be, we would be approving this and their decision to remove the roof deck from the application so that the project could go forward.
Yes, and the provisos that they provide mock-ups for the materials and so on, as indicated in the staff comments.
Are these the same bricks as the building next door?
No.
Okay.
The bricks next door were taken from Tenney Springfield because it's a a replica building essentially, so a little bit different.
Okay. Besides, like, there's your mock-up.
Yeah.
They're different.
That was just a.
Well, when we're in a bit of a quandary like this, I always go with the professionals, the staff, comments who have reviewed this and provide their input. So the staff recommends approval with the following provisos that we have mentioned. You know, the changing of the roof deck to a separate application. Obviously, we can't approve that until we see a mock-up on a built structure. So that makes sense. And the proviso include final approval of the materials, which it's easy enough. It's a site visit by staff. And Rachel, what else? Greg says that these things have been provided, but that's not for me to say.
Yeah, so here, I mean, I think that the idea behind the subcommittee was in case there were like some more design questions, there would be space for that. But if the commission has decided they're pretty happy with the design as is, then a lot of the suggestions that would have gone to subcommittee can just be remanded to staff. We usually have a material mock-up, especially with bricks and lintels. You can remand that to staff. Final cut sheets for windows and new doors. Greg, I think we'd like to see like the actual order with that lists all of the windows and all of the materials for it rather than just the isolated one. And then same thing with the doors.
Sure.
The roof deck and mechanicals, I think as discussed, we can remove that from the application to help expedite it. We usually like to see the final plans when they're at like 75% completion, especially in cases where you're building something on top of a new building, just to make sure all of that is being, or building something new on top of something existing, just to make sure the original is being preserved and isn't going to experience any structural damage with the addition being placed on top of it, which is why we asked for an explanation of how you're planning on integrate the new story with the original building. That's kind of just important for us to have because we've had instances in the past where a project gets approved and, oh, look, bad things happen and they have to tear the whole thing down, including the historic material. And then the last was any remaining design detail questions, including but not limited to the fourth story, as well as how the building will connect with its neighbor at 80 Springfield Street. That was just kind of a caveat. If the commission had issues or questions regarding those, then that would make sense at a subcommittee, but we don't have to have that proviso. If you guys are just thinking to remand everything to staff and are happy with how things are. I don't know if that helped. I feel like I just talked a bit.
It does help. Thank you. I guess that the only thing left is that center wall. What would we like to do with that?
And maybe it's because it's the single-sized member. There's nothing else out there that looks like it. I mean, I think I still agree that removal, if it is not structural, would be the preferred way.
I agree with you, because even as a user of that door, it's nice not to have to go through a tunnel to get to the door.
Right.
We can definitely make that change.
I think that's great if you want to do that. I think a subcommittee we'd go look at a building that isn't there. So I think if we could maybe just see a drawing of what that would look like, that would probably be just fine. Because I also don't see any handrails on there. I don't know if you have handrails going up the outside brick walls, or you would put something up the middle.
Why don't we create a subcommittee with voting power so that it can be moved? It'll move on expeditiously. Would you agree to that, Felicia and Chris?
I would agree to that, but they're just going to send a mock-up of it, and then we say
yay or nay.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Yep, and I'm happy to be part of the subcommittee.
Great. Chris, you as well?
That's fine. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Well, it sounds like we're ready for a motion so that we can move on to public comment. Who wants to tackle that?
Well, I move that we accept this application with the provisos that we are remanding a number of the items to staff, as they were originally said by Rachel, and that we are going to have a set up a voting subcommittee to just look at some renderings of that first floor without the middle wall between the two doors.
And are we also needing to adopt the provisos that are in staff recommendations, including the removal of the roof deck?
Yes.
Application to come forward at a later date?
Yes, thank you. You accept that, Chris?
Yes.
Great.
I will second that motion. We Great. Think that motion has been made.
Great. So we have a motion. It's been seconded. And shall I read that public comment notice again, Rachel?
Yes, let me get to it. Okay, there we go.
Great. Members of the public will now have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on the application and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand via the Zoom meeting platform. If you are calling in and cannot use the platform, you can press *9 to raise your hand, or you can send your questions to staff via email at southendldc@boston.gov. So we'll wait a second. Any public comment? Ah. Steve Jerome. Steve, go ahead.
Oh, that's your
I think he's trying.
All right, Steve, you should be able to unmute yourself.
Can you unmute yourself, Steve?
Yeah, you should be able to unmute yourself, Steve.
There we go.
You're muted. Go ahead, Steve. No, we can't hear you.
Steve, we're seeing you showing up twice. On one, we see that you're muted. On the other, you're not. I don't know what the issue is.
Yes, yeah, Steve, you're unmuted. And then I unmuted you on your other version.
Well, while we're waiting for Steve, were there any other public comment?
No, I did not see any other hands, and we did not receive any written public comment regarding this application. Steve, I'm going to try to just make you a co-host. Maybe that will help you.
Well, there are other people in attendance. I wonder why, but...
Let me see. Sometimes I get it. Yeah. I'm not. It's really frustrating, Steve. I'm really sorry. I'm not sure what's happening. I want him to be able to make his public comment.
Yeah, is it possible for him to call my cell phone or your cell phone and we can put him on speaker?
Say maybe he could call in. Steve, if you can hear us and would still like to make a public comment, will you raise your hand? Okay, yep. Great.
Okay, good.
Steve, how about, let me pull up the Zoom information and give you, if you go, Steve, to the public meeting notice, you should be able to call into the meeting. But I also, this is the right one. Okay, I can also give you the number to call in right now. If you're ready, it's 1-929-436-2866. And then there's a meeting ID number, which is 992-9677-4864. And I'll repeat that again, Steve. It is the call-in number is 1-929-436-2866. Oh, you're still, never mind. I got excited that you were calling. And the meeting ID number is 992-9677-4864.
That's pressure.
I know.
Well, this is a first. I don't recall this ever happening.
No, I honestly, we usually have such, like Zoom generally works quite well.
I just don't understand why Steve shows up twice on here.
No, Steve, I feel like I have your email. Stephen Jerome, stevejerome61@gmail.com. I'm going to email the Zoom info. And if someone else named Steve Jerome gets it and is not pleased, well, I'll let him know why. Okay. Steve, I just sent you an email. Steve, could you do us a favor? And if you are planning to call in, Steve says, sorry, his computer's, he's just emailed. He said, sorry, his computer's not cooperating. He says, I simply want to say that we have photos from 1941 that might be helpful.
Yay.
Great. And is this, Steve, in regards to the discussion about the entrance on the new design? That's not helpful. He can't respond to me. I have a feeling they might be. And that's perfect then. He could send the photos and we'll have them for that subcommittee meeting.
Oh, that'd be great.
We send photos.
Excellent.
And then let's wait a beat just to confirm that that is what Steve was trying to get at. Photos, and we will use at the subcommittee. Yay. Okay. All right, Steve. Oh, yes, but it will need enlargement. Okay, we'll work on that later. Great. Awesome.
Great.
If that's all you had to say, then go ahead and lower your hand. Thank you so much. That would be really helpful.
Wonderful. Yes.
For this.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks very much, Steve. Do we have any other folks wishing to make public comment? I guess not. So we can now vote on the motion. Chris.
Yes.
Felicia.
Yes.
And I will vote with the motion. Yes.
Perfect.
Okay. That is our last application.
It is. And So, Brett, thank you, staff. That was a very complicated motion. We'll email you the approval letter and let you know exactly what you have to do. Okay.
So, Greg.
Okay, that sounds great. Thank you so much, everybody.
Yeah, Greg and Brian, thanks thank very you. Much. Thank you.
Project really made a lot of great progress.
Yeah, really great work. It's come a long way.
Thank you very much.
We'll get this going. Don't worry.
Okay.
Okay, so administrative review. Do I read this also, Rachel? Yeah. I don't have to read that. Do we read this typically?
You don't officially have to. A lot of times you do.
I think our task now is to approve administrative review. Anyone have any particular comments about any of these applications or components of these applications? Sarah, are you waving? No? Okay.
Go ahead and just ask for a motion.
Yep. Motion to approve.
So moved.
I second that.
Great. Shall we vote? Aye.
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 To approve administrative review. Great. And let's see, any other business staff updates or anything, Rachel?
No, we don't, except Greg. I think you want to turn your camera off. So we do not have any current staff. Oh, let's do the meeting minute first. Meeting minutes.
Yes.
Sorry about that.
So a motion to ratify the meeting minutes from August.
I make a motion. So moved.
And Felicia seconded?
Yes.
Great. So all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Yes. Great. Okay. Staff awesome. Updates.
Yeah. Thanks for bearing with us this evening. Gabby was sick, so it was just Sarah and I running the show. But luckily, we think that you guys didn't have too much this evening. So I think it went okay.
Didn't have much what?
Too long of an agenda this evening.
Oh, so. Yeah, that was.
Thank you, due to you, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks to you and Gabby, Rachel, thank you.
Got it. And then that is pretty much, we don't really have any other staff update, except Joe will be here in October to talk about outdoor dining guidelines for 2025.
Ah. Okay, well, my goodness, it's 6:45. Well done. I guess we really can't say anything further.
Do you need a motion to adjourn this meeting?
Yes, thank you, Felicia.
If so, I move.
I second that.
And we have a motion. It's been seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Have a great evening. You guys loved
you
it.
You too. Bye. Thanks, everybody. Great job. Thank you.
Thanks for your help, everyone.
Thanks.
Good night.
Good night.